Hello and welcome to the Rebecca Lee Podcast. I'm your host and wellness sis, Rebecca. I'm an LA-based holistic nutritionist, and I'm here to help guide you through the world of wellness in the most straightforward, balanced, and intuitive way. Join me every week for casual big sis chats as I spill the deets on all things real holistic health and wellness to guide you towards living your best life. Now, let's get into it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Rebecca Lee Podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca, and I'm so glad to be back doing the pod. I unfortunately missed last week's episode due to having COVID. So I was stuck at home all last week, literally stuck in bed for about 3 days straight, really not feeling well. I literally couldn't even like check my phone. I couldn't do anything. All I could do was just kind of like sleep and try as much as possible to rest because I had such a bad fever and body aches and chills, and it was just not fun. So stay safe out there. Luckily now I'm feeling so much better. I still sound like a little bit congested, but I feel good. So that's what counts. I wanted to make a kind of mini episode this week about something that's really important to me and something that I think got a little bit more noticed while I was sick with COVID last week. And that is about why I'm even doing all of this. Like, why do I even care to eat healthy? And why I'm even on a health journey? And why did I stick to these habits and things and lifestyle changes that I've made for myself? And I want to emphasize how important my intention is behind everything, and that hence why this episode is called It's Not About the Aesthetics. It's really not. And nothing that I do truly at the end of the day is about the aesthetics. And I really want this podcast episode to be your reminder that living a healthy lifestyle for your health is way more important, way better, way greater than any sort of aesthetic or look. And I'm so passionate about this because I started my health journey with the intention of looking a certain way. And throughout the years, that intention has really shifted. And that mindset shift away from just wanting to look a certain way to truly doing it for my health has changed everything for me. Like, I can't even tell you how much of a positive impact it's had on my life, like my mental health, my physical health, literally everything else in my life, just from having that one mindset shift. So I really hope that this podcast episode maybe can give you a little bit of insight into thinking about your why and why, you know, you even want to be on a health journey, and to make sure that, you know, your intentions are coming from the right place. And my shift has changed everything for me, so I hope it can help you as well. Anyways, I wanted to talk about this now and kind of had these realizations because when I was sick with COVID last week in bed, literally all I wanted and the only thing I cared about in those moments, like literally when I was laying in bed, couldn't move, barely could even open my eyes at some points. Like, I was so dizzy, I couldn't eat, I was nauseous, my body hurt, I was hot. In those moments when I just was laying in bed, had literally no energy to do anything, all I wanted was to feel better. All I wanted was my health back. And it's really in those moments when I think we realize how much we take our health for granted. I know I do personally. Like, being healthy is a blessing every single day and something that I literally now wake up every day being grateful for. Like, wow, thank you, universe, God, whoever, you know, you align with. Saying a little prayer in the morning, like literally I say thank you for making me feel like good and healthy again. But in those moments, I realized something, and it made me remind myself why I'm even doing all of this. And I'm doing it all for my health. Because in those moments of feeling so down and sick and horrible, do you think I cared what I looked like? Do you think I went in the mirror and said, oh my gosh, I need to look X, Y, and Z? No, it wasn't even a thought in my mind. In those moments when I was feeling so sick and so horrible, the only thing I cared about was feeling healthy again and feeling good again. And that just reminded me to get my priorities straight again. Not that they weren't, but it helped me remind myself, like, this is my priority. And at the end of the day, my health will always be my priority, because your health is your number one thing, period. Like, literally without it, we have nothing. And in those moments when you're not feeling good, that's the only thing you want. Like, nothing else matters. Money, material things, aesthetics, literally nothing else matters besides your health. And I really hope that maybe this can resonate with you, to remind yourself that I know it's so easy in these moments to criticize our body and wish we looked a certain way and, you know, pinpoint all the flaws in our body. But what about everything our body does for us every single day just to keep us alive? Seriously, think about it for a second. Like, put aesthetics aside. Your body is so smart. It is working every single day to literally just keep you alive. And we don't ever stop and think about that for a moment. Like, oh my gosh, my heart is pumping blood. My lungs are breathing oxygen. My legs are walking for me. Like, whatever it is, we really take that for granted. And I think this past week, it helped remind me that, like, I need to show gratitude to my body every single day for everything it does just to help keep me alive. And I think once you can have that mindset shift and that perspective towards your body, that'll change everything for you. Like, if you're in a position right now where you don't like your body, or you hate your body, or you're not happy with it, or whatever, try looking at it from a different perspective. If you recognize that your body keeps you alive on this earth every single day, and you could look at it like that instead of the aesthetics, maybe you'd learn to love it a little bit more. Maybe you'd learn to say thank you to it and to show it love and be like, wow, this is just the vessel that's helping me stay alive here. And I'm so grateful for that. And so I hope that you can start to see a pattern, and a pattern in the shift in my mindset and my perspective that I've had towards my body over these years. As when I started my health journey when I was 16 years old, just to look a certain way, as now 24 years old, realizing that it's not about the aesthetics. It's not about the way I look, because it's going to fade. It's going to change. Our bodies change. Our bodies fade. We get older. Shit happens. But what really matters at the end of the day is how you feel. Is your health? Is if you're living a happy, fulfilled, healthy life? And really just getting your priorities straight again and realizing that if you are on some sort of health journey, whatever it is, just know maybe to take a look at it from a different perspective this time around. Maybe look at the food you're eating, the healthy food you're eating, instead of a way of, you know, trying to lose weight, like, oh, this food has low calories, this is good for weight loss. Maybe look at it in a different perspective. This food is nourishing my body. It has a ton of nutrients. It's giving my body the energy and the fuel it needs to just live another day. Or it's giving me X, Y, and Z, good carbs, healthy fats, protein, whatever it is. Maybe you can start to look at it like that. And the same thing goes for exercise. Instead of looking at exercise as a punishment for a cookie you ate the night before, what if you could look at exercise as a celebration of your body, a celebration to be able to move, to be able to run and play and jump and get those endorphins? What if you could look at it like that instead? What if you could take time out of your day to give yourself some self-care, show yourself some love, to de-stress and unwind after a long day, or some time to yourself in the morning before starting a stressful day to help manage your stress levels? What if you could start to look at that and look at these things from that perspective and look at all the reasons why you're on this health journey from a way of celebrating yourself and your body and appreciating it and showing gratitude for it no matter what. Because truly, I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, the aesthetics don't matter. The looks really don't matter. And I don't want you to think that, like, oh, you know, you can't care about what you look like, because of course you can. But coming from an intention of doing all of these healthy lifestyle changes because you want to better your health and you want to feel good instead of just wanting to look a certain way, that will take you so much farther. It will take you so much farther. You will want to sustain these habits because you're looking at it as a way of feeling good. And who doesn't want to feel good? Who doesn't want to be healthy? You know what I'm saying? Once you start to look at it like that, you're like, okay, why wouldn't I make healthy meals for myself and do all of these good, healthy habits? Because it's a celebration of myself. And the problem that you run into when you go into it with an aesthetics point of view and an aesthetics intention is that it doesn't last. You'll always be wanting more, 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 and more changes, and you'll never be happy with truly the way your body looks. And you'll most likely not be able to sustain those habits. And so that's why I wanted to share this with you, because if there's any perspective and mindset shift that's really made the biggest difference in my life over these past 6, 7, 8 years, it's learning to come from a place of appreciation, gratitude, and intention of wanting to make healthy changes for my health in the long term, to celebrate my body, to appreciate it, to show it gratitude every single day for keeping me alive and allowing me to do all the things that I love. So I hope this was a good reminder for you. I know it's a short episode, but something I just want to speak from the heart on. I literally didn't even write anything out about this. I just spoke for 10, 15 minutes about something that I really, really, really hope, you know, drills in your head. I really hope you can hear this and maybe start to see it from a different perspective. And so I am sending you guys a lot of love. I'm so excited for what is to come for this podcast in 2022, by the way. I have so many exciting episodes coming up, so many great guests coming on. I'm just hoping to do more episodes when I don't sound congested like this. So hopefully next week I'll sound a lot better, but thank you for bearing with me now. If you enjoyed this episode, please message me, let me know you listened, or share in your stories. I appreciate it so much, and I am sending you guys so much love. Thank you for being here. Bye.